From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
A worm typically is a piece of software on the internet that tries to break into your computer and then use it for something else. In this particular instance, for the blaster worm, it breaks into your computer and then does nothing else except try to break into your neighbor's computer and as many others as you can.
It could have been devastatingly worse. We can be thankful that the malicious person that wrote this wasn't more malicious. Obviously, I think that somebody's just trying to go out there and beat their chest and get a matter of pride and say, look what I can do to his hacker buddies.
From the time they get up in the morning and flush the toilet, they're taxed. Then they go and get a coffee, they're taxed. They get into their car, they're taxed. They go to the gas station, they're taxed. They go for lunch, they're taxed. And this goes on all day long. Tax, 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 tax.
If I am elected, I will call the legislature into special session. If we can't agree on my plan, I'll gather the signatures for an initiative, call a special election, and I'll take my tough love plan to the people.
This recall is bigger than California. What's happening here is part of an ongoing national effort to steal elections Republicans cannot win.
We definitely are now waiting to see whether or not the Palestinian leadership is still a partner and whether it's still remaining in the process and in the realm of the roadmap.
Hamas is still following the same rule. It is committed to the truce, but it will respond to all forms of terrorism carried out by the Zionist enemy. The Palestinian people cannot remain silent on this aggression in light of the declaration of the truce.
The end of the roadmap is a cliff that both sides will fall off of. And so we have to understand the consequences of the end of the roadmap. So it is not the end of the roadmap. I believe both parties understand that a way has to be found to go forward.
I also believe there's a foreign element that is moving into Iraq. And these would be Al-Qaeda type fighters. They want to fight us there, because they can't stand the thought of a free society in the Middle East.
Sergio Vieira de Mello and those with him have been taken from us and from the people they were working to assist by an act so savage and senseless that we can hardly believe it really happened. It feels like a nightmare from which we are still hoping to wake. If only it were.